There's been a mini boom on the radio this summer of songs that sound like other songs. This week, it's hitmaker Katy Perry.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess.
Now check out this tune from earlier this year by lesser-known Sara Bareilles.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug.
There's also the huge hit Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. It sounds an awful lot like Marvin Gaye's Gotta Give It Up. And the list goes on. NPR's Netta Ulaby says no matter what the song of the summer is, the pop music word of the summer is interpolation.
Interpolation is a polite word for borrowing. Like when Aaron Copland interpolated the folk song Simple Gifts into his orchestral suite, Appalachian Spring.
This is just how music works.
That's NPR music critic Ann Powers.
It is part of the art of pop. Songwriters have borrowed from each other, played off of each other.
In art, Powers notes, that's been historically unfair to African-American musicians in particular. But popular music is built from other genres. What's borrowing and what's ripping off?
You Can't Hurry Love, for example, was originally borrowed from a song called You Can't Hurry God.
You can't hurry God. Oh, no. You just have to wait.
Ideally, interpolation involves credit and compensation, but the lines are, well, blurry.
Everybody get up.
Robin Thicke co-wrote and performed Blurred Lines partly as an homage to Marvin Gaye. He said he was inspired by this song of Gaye's, Got to Give It Up. In that case, says Ann Powers, the question is,
does an artist have a right to pay tribute to a classic song in a way that echoes that song? I think they do, actually.
And there's a big difference between that issue and the similarities between Katy Perry's newest hit and the song by Sara Bareilles. Popular music tends to sound alike, and maybe that's what we like about it.
Familiarity with just a touch of novelty.
The question of copying came with an upside for the lesser-known singer, Sara Bareilles. In the past week, digital sales for her song, Brave, have gone through the roof. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.